Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at OpenAI Chose London, What the AI Talent War Means for Your Business by Brett Allegre-Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And if you saw the headlines about OpenAI planting their biggest international research hub in London and thought, great news for us, Brett's article is here to complicate that.
Right. The headline reads as a vote of confidence in the UK economy. But his argument is that this is actually the opening shot in a talent war that 60% of UK businesses are already losing before it's even started.
60%? That's from SAP Research. 6 in 10 UK businesses admit their staff lack the AI skills they need right now. Not a cluster of slow adopters, a majority.
And the ripple effect goes well beyond developers and researchers. Brett's talking about project managers, data analysts, product owners, marketing professionals. Anyone with AI experience on their CV is about to see their salary expectations spike overnight.
He uses a really sharp analogy for this. It's like a Premier League club building their new training ground on the local park where the kids play. They're not there to help the community. They're there to sign the best players to contracts no local business could come close to matching.
And the government is cheering from the sidelines. The UK response so far has been to task 19 different regulators with generating ideas, plus some free online courses.
19 regulators, which is not going to close a skills gap when six-figure salaries are being offered to anyone who can demonstrate real AI capability.
So what does the 60% problem actually look like on a Tuesday morning? Brett gets specific. Marketing teams spending half the week manually pulling reports that are out of date by the time they finish.
Sales teams guessing at lead prioritization because they don't have the tools to analyze customer behavior properly. Operations managers unable to forecast demand accurately. None of it dramatic. None of it in a board report.
Just a steady accumulation of missed opportunity, already happening before OpenAI has opened its doors.
And if you want to see where the UK is heading, look at Singapore. This is a country that has done almost everything right on AI. Heavy state investment in education, a very efficient business environment, active encouragement of innovation at every level.
One of the most AI-advanced nations on Earth by any measure. And 71% of Singapore employers are still struggling to fill AI roles. It's the single hardest-to-fill role in the entire country.
Which is the number that should stop people in their tracks. If a nation that's poured billions into becoming an AI powerhouse still can't find enough people, the UK is heading somewhere considerably worse.
So what's the actual move? Brett's argument is that you stop trying to win on their terms. You can't out-salary OpenAI. The only viable move is to build AI capability from the inside, starting with the people you already have.
And he's clear about what that means in practice. It's not about turning your accountant into a data scientist. It's about giving your accountant AI tools that automate reconciliations, spot anomalies in real time, and deliver deeper financial insight. Same role, augmented by AI. That distinction matters for managers who worry this is all code for cutting headcount. He's also firm that a single training course does nothing lasting. What actually builds capability is a continuous program with protected time for your team to experiment with AI tools in the context of their real work. Not a one-off course, a habit. There's a retention angle, too, that I think gets overlooked. You cannot match the giants on compensation, but you can become the place where people want to do their best work. Mission and real impact count for a lot when the big checkbooks come out. And Brett is pretty urgent on the leadership piece. Don't treat this as a future problem. OpenAI's London hub makes it a present one. The businesses that act this week will be in a materially different position in 12 months. For me, the single action this week is the skills audit. Not what people claim on their CVs, but what they can genuinely do with AI tools today. Find out where your business actually sits against that 60% national figure. Mine is simpler. Pick the most painful manual process in your business and find one AI tool that addresses it this week. No company-wide strategy needed. Just one workflow fixed. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to work through this in your own business, there's a free AI audit available on the site. Worth a look. See you next time.